Gentlemen, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Case number 10660, Christopher M. Holman and John Jablonski, east of Road 42, being Lot 2 within Wheatley Marvel Development Corporation Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
It's me again. Developing a cottage industry here. Just kidding. this variance, we're requesting a 10.3-foot variance from the side yard line. 15 feet is typically required. This is a frame garage that is 600 square feet. It was built in around 2005. A certificate of occupancy was issued March of 2005. Setback was discovered in connection with a settlement at my office. It wasn't created by the current owner or the previous owner. And I do have a building permit showing that it was created by David Crow and Jody Sargent, if I may. Although the lot is maybe not the most unique, it is a very long lot. It's got a long side yard to it, and so does the adjoining lot. The adjoining lot structure is located about 200 feet back from the front of the house, and if you have the survey in front of you, you can see that our house is situated a lot closer to the front lawn. So the garage being so close to the side yard line doesn't really affect the neighboring property as much as it would in a smaller subdivision with smaller lots. The building has already been built, obviously. The property can't be developed in strict conformity with zoning without a variance at this point. It's necessary to enable the legal use of the garage, as it does violate the setbacks currently. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. It will not essentially alter the character of the neighborhood. There's a lot of frame garage in this area. And like I said, the neighboring property, the house is 200 feet back, so it's not really changing the nature. And it's been here for 5 years, so. Will the variance substantially permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property? I don't think it will because of how the house is, the single structure of the house is situated on the adjoining lot. And we don't believe it'll be detrimental to the public welfare. It represents the least possible modification of the regulation at issue and is necessary to afford relief. It is the least possible modification under the situation.
So again, the fee had been waived on this one?
A certificate of compliance was issued.
Was issued?
Okay. The fee was waived, sir.
On the existing garage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In March of 05.
That was an 05 for the CO. Okay, and the fee's been waived. Okay. Questions from members of the board. Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I'm just looking at this in the packet you gave us. This, I believe it says assessment division at the top. I can't read it all, but it says land class RV. What does that?
Excuse me?
It says the land class RV.
I don't know what that would be for assessment.
Residential vacant. It's residential vacant.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what it would have meant.
So this was when the lot was before the home was built. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I did not know that.
Thank you.
It was in 1987 before it was built.
Okay. It's been there since 1987. Okay.
And the value was $7,100.
You have a question? I'm going to ask a good question. I'm about to ask that one. Okay, Mr. Mills, any questions? Okay. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two. Do we have any?
No correspondence.
No correspondence for them? Okay. Is there any? Yes.
I have a question.
Wait, all right. Well, I'm just going for the opposition. Are you in opposition? Or I was getting a call for opposition.
I
then.
Just have a question.
Not okay, well, let me do. All right, well, let me do this opposition, then I'll recognize you. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? We have one. Sir, would you like to come up? Sir, you can sit right down up front if you
Thank
will.
You.
And I'll take you, or I'll be back to you. Okay. You can go up here, sir, and be sworn in.
Name and address, please.
My name is Gene Stover. I live at 12029 North Union Church Road. I'm the adjacent property.
S-D-O-B-E-R?
Yes.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Holman doesn't quite have all of the facts here. I was told by Mr. Jablonski that the reason for the variance request was so that he could put blacktop from in front of the garage to the front of the property, which would put the blacktop right on the property line. The only reason I stood in opposition here is because I did not hear that come up in this conversation. I know Mr. Crow. Mr. Crow is the one who built the garage. We determined very quickly after he built it that it was not a legal garage. I probably could have sued and had the garage torn down. I don't think that's a good neighbor policy. When that house was sold to the couple who I've just affirmed this transaction, they did not know because Mr. Crow worked for Xerox. Xerox bought his house as part of a transfer program, and nobody did a survey. My point is, the owner prior to Mr. Jablonski had a pit bull who liked to dig holes in my yard. He parked his pickup truck on my property because in order to park it beside the garage, you're not on a variance, you're on my property. And the only I will withdraw my opposition when I'm finished here because I like Mr. Jablonski. I want a good neighbor, but I don't want my property line infringed on any more than it is now. And I have told the person who built the garage and the folks who bought it without knowing that we would be okay with that. I told Mr. Jablonski the same thing. How that affects things in years to come, I'm assuming this settles it tonight, and I withdraw my opposition, but I don't think you had all of the facts.
Okay.
Mr. Stover, just one thing before you go, just so you know, there's no way for the board to regulate blacktop. I mean, for better or worse, somebody in Sussex County could blacktop their entire property and they don't
That's
need
fine.
Anybody's permission.
I just and I've already told Mr. Jablonski I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
He told me what he wanted to park on it. What I thought was curious was that that's the reason he gave me for this hearing. And I realized the garage is the issue here, and I don't have a problem with the garage. I just think we could have maybe presented it a little bit different. My other concern was when it said Christopher Holman and John Jablonski, I was worried that after this hearing that maybe more relatives would be moving in. Sorry.
Okay.
That's all I have to say.
So you have withdrawn your opposition?
I'm withdrawing my opposition.
Hey, you don't want a lawyer living next door to you.
Okay, so there's no opposition.
The other lady had a question, I guess.
Yes, I'm good. Ma'am, now take your question.
Okay. It's just a question. Do I need sworn in?
Yeah, you still gotta be on a record.
Please.
Name and address, please.
Patty Weil, 25930 Juniper Street. Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
All right. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
I just have a question because I'm having a little hard time trying to find out the information. Who owns Wheatley Marble Development Corporation? That's my question. Sorry, I've taken the time.
Where do you see that in the
Is that on the application here within Wheatley Marble Development Corporation? I'm trying to find a pattern, so.
It's the original subdivision owner.
So we don't know who those owners are?
Mm-mm.
Now, that was original subdivision owners. I don't know, ma'am, on that.
Okay.
I can answer you afterwards.
Okay, thank you.
Would that be okay, ma'am? Okay, we'll answer it to you afterwards. Okay. All right, now. Okay, hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion. And again, the opposition has withdrawn.
Mr. Chairman, I think Mr. Holman has addressed the standards for granting variance. It's obvious the lot is unique in its width. He's testified that it hasn't been created by the applicant, nor the applicant's predecessor. Therefore, would be necessary to agree, necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And we heard testimony from the neighbor, won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and a minimum will afford relief. So I make a motion we approve case number 10,660.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,660. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.